what's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and we've got a lot to yet get to today. And it's because it's Tuesday, we like to talk trending technology. And there are some really interesting things to discuss today. Ari Zoldan is the head of Quantum Networks, and he rejoins us once again. He's one of these media and technology junkie slash authorities that you see everywhere. He's literally on every media outlet you can imagine. But he is kind enough to spend some time with us every Tuesday, and we're always happy to have him. Ari, it's good to have you back.
So, great to be here, Kevin.
One of the things that caught my eye right off the bat today is that Bill Gates has announced that they're going to spend $80 million for some plot of land somewhere to build what they're calling a smart city. Now, is this going to be as cool as it sounds?
Probably beyond. Look, this is a guy, you know, I mean, forget tackling what he did with the PC market. This is a guy that's taking on malaria, you know, in Africa. You know, he's looking to eradicate it. And now he's looking to actually start building smart cities, but not adding pieces of smart cities on top of already existing cities. But what he's looking to do is actually start a smart city from scratch. So he went ahead, invested, like you said, $80 million, bought 25,000 acres in Arizona, and they're actually mapping out what a potential smart city is going to look like. And beyond that, Kevin, it's actually going to be a model for other cities thereafter.
And now this is starting to get into, like, you know, sci-fi things of the future that we thought we'd never see. But what will the smart city look like? How will it operate differently than, say, you know, what we're accustomed to having be our city?
Sure. So the easy stuff is obviously is having that entire city hot or lit, as they call it. So everywhere you go, it's going to be completely internet connected. There's going to be sensors all over the city. We're going to be able to get, you know, direct feedback from everything from telemedicine and going to your doctors all the way to purchasing products at your local Walmart. So everything will be completely digitized and fully, fully connected. And it's really something that only a Bill Gates or an Elon Musk could really pull off. And I think it's going to be super, super successful. And again, he's building 80,000 units, residential units. So I can imagine there's going to be a waiting list to get into this community.
Well, the interesting thing about this is that you're not going to get a large city to be a smart city if you don't have the model to build it on. So he's basically taking a big empty piece of nowhere and turning it into something that scientists will begin to study. And, you know, there's going to be, as soon as they figure out profitable commercial angles to this, you better believe there's going to be people coming back and saying, okay, I want to buy up 15 square blocks of lower Manhattan and knock everything down and start over again.
For sure. You know, it's actually a very, very good point, which I didn't really think about. It's going to be, this guy is going to build a model for what urban development is going to look like in the next century. And he's the person to do it. It's true. I mean, I think land developers now are going to start thinking about that, you know, and he's probably going to be disrupting the entire real estate market too, because, you know, they're developers and they're trying to encourage people to come into their community. This is beyond something that's really cool. This is what the future is going to look like.
Yeah, and he's acknowledging the trend too. You know, it's one of those things where I've made decisions on which subway line to take because I know the internet reliability for the duration of that line as opposed to another line that takes me to the same stop. And that's weird, Ari, to admit, but that's the way I'm living now. You multiply that times everything else that your life could contain. You're looking at if I have an option to live in a completely lit city and have everything connected and be, you know, constantly connected, or be in a place where I'm only, you know, half the time able to connect, et cetera, I'll probably, because I'm a geek, I'll probably take the 100% lit.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. People are making decisions, and like you just said, even from a transport perspective,
yeah,
they're making decisions based on not necessarily how quickly you're going to get there, but whether or not you can stay, how long you could stay connected.
Yeah, which is, E-line, baby. Don't take the A. Take the E. I'm saying.
That's great.
It's the way it works. All right.
Great.
So what happened with Bitcoin? Did they have like a little bit of a fall off, and now they're supposedly back? What's going on with this?
So this is, I mean, I'm a very, very big advocate of blockchain technology, and similar to smart cities, it's really going to change the way we operate from a medical perspective, from a financial perspective. But what's happening is that this is being born into the currency space, which I think, although I'm a huge advocate of blockchain, I am not a huge advocate of Bitcoin or Ethereum or a lot of these other type of coins that are being produced, because they're completely, completely unregulated. So, you know, we're not talking about the potential of a little fraud here and there, which would be considered normal. You have counterfeit, you know, paper currency. But this, you're talking about potential fraud on a very, very large scale. I mean, Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, came out 2 months ago, and he basically, granted, he's got vested interest in these currencies not really going to market, but, you know, he basically classified it as a very, very big pyramid scheme.
Well, the stock price seems to indicate that there's a lot of people that are betting on it. So, you know, it's just interesting to see how that kind of, you know, ulterior currency movement continues. Hey, lastly, the police in the UK are asking citizens in one city to actually live stream crime when they happen upon it happening. And, you know, that just makes me think of sad stories that I hear in the U.S. where people do videotape brawls and fights and all kinds of other stuff as opposed to intervening. What's your thoughts on a government asking its citizens to pull out their camera and, you know, tape things when they see something bad going down as opposed to doing anything else?
Right. So it's somewhat, I mean, conceptually, I think it's really, it's really interesting. What they're trying to do is probably, like, you know, crowdsource crime to some extent. But if you really think about it, and this is sort of the comical side, you know, do you really want to be there in the center of a robbery or a shooting? You know, do you want to show up?
I don't. I'm out. Peace.
Right? I'm out also. I don't want to think about, you know, pressing my video button on my phone. So I'm not sure practically. I think it's a bit of a stretch, but certainly conceptually, I think it's interesting.
All right. Well, we'll see how that works out. I think when a few people standing there with their cell phones end up dead at crime scene,
right,
I think they may stop that soon. Anyway, Ari Zoldan, always good to chat with you. Thanks for keeping us up to date on trending technology. We will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.